Hi again, everybody. We welcome you into ESP Media Coverage. It's our Athletic Director podcast here on LovelandTigers.org. I'm Greg Wardell. Very happy to have with us somewhat remotely today on his way to an undisclosed location would be Athletic Director Brian Knatzer. And coming off the holiday weekend, Brian, how was the weekend? How's everything going for you?
Greg, the weekend was great. It was a nice time to be with the family and just hang out around the house and, you know, readjust the mind quickly, because I'll tell you, this next month we got coming up, it's every day, all day for the Love 'em Tigers.
It's literally going down the home stretch here for sure now for the next month or so. But I think we kind of jinxed ourselves finally last week. I know we talked about how nice the spring had been up to this point, and the weather had been very, very nice, but not so great on Saturday. Finally had some sports cancellations. But I will tell you, though, it looked like going through all the muck and everything. Well, let's start with track and what a weekend that the track team had over Saturday. Really over the weekend, I guess it was, and really not great weather, but performing very admirably.
Yeah, our track team, both the boys and girls, Greg, are doing an outstanding job. They have everywhere they go, they are competing at the highest level. We've got new kids emerging every day. We're giving plenty of opportunities for some of the JV kids to break up into varsity. So it's deep. It's a big run. We've got some very talented kids in some of these events, and they had a big showing, the girls did, at Anderson on Thursday and Friday, and then both teams on Saturday against Lakota East. So with that, I mean, these kids are winning some medals. The team is gaining a lot of confidence, and we're actually hosting our Don DeHart track meet invitational at Loveland on Friday. So we're really excited to have all the teams come in and, showcase what they're doing well in.
You know, and I think we've talked a little bit about this, but what goes into hosting a track event and all the coordination, all the volunteers, all the pieces of the puzzle that have to be put together to host a track event when you've got so many different events, so many athletes that are taking part in an event like that?
I tell you what, I'm going to give all the credit to our site manager, Jay Delfer, and our administrative assistant, Chrissy Broport. They're the ones that send out the invitations. Jake is the one that's up there coordinating all the announcers, all the paperwork, all the events. He's getting everything ready for everything to take place. And the coaches, too. They put a lot of time in. They put a lot of dedication, really, for the athletic directors. You know, they allow us just to show up and showcase all the kids. So they do a great job. So thanks for all they do.
Absolutely, 100%. And the one thing you can't control out of that is the weather, and hopefully that will somehow or another cooperate just a little bit. But that'll be the Don DeHart Invitational this coming Friday afternoon. I know that'll be a very busy time, but it's always very rewarding once you get kind of that – you get to that event, all the planning that goes into it, and then once you finally get there and to see how well it goes off, that's a lot of fun. So best of luck on that coming up this weekend. Had a chance last week, too, and we came out to school and had a chance to talk to a couple of the student-athletes, and one of those athletes that we got a chance to talk to was one of your senior tennis players, Matt Huther, and what a great kid he is. That interview is up on LovelandTigers.org. What a great individual he is, and a great representation for the tennis program that really is having a very nice spring this year.
Yeah, they are. They're playing high level competition. They're in control right now. They're destined for the ECC. And just to piggyback on what you said, Matt Huther, a senior, he's on the number one doubles. Just an exciting kid. He's overly exciting to watch. And he's fun, and he's worked his tail off, and they're a lot of fun. They draw a little bit of a crowd up there on top of Tiger Hill.
Oh, really? That's cool. Well, I mean, when you're having that kind of successes, I don't see why not. And they had a successful senior day for the boys' tennis team. And one thing, in talking to Matt, and I know Eric Fry had kind of given me a little information. I said a little Tiger had told me some info about Matt. I didn't realize, though, how much and how seriously he took the statistical part of things. You know, I said, you know, he kind of liked to joke around with the stats. He actually is going to have a chance to go to college. We didn't talk about this in his interview, but to go down to the University of Kentucky and maybe really help out in dealing with statistical stuff for some of the sports teams down there.
Yeah, he's going to work with the baseball team at University of Kentucky, and he is. I mean, this is Matt's thing. He can talk to you about stats. He did it for our basketball program, and it was he could give you stat after stat, just straight from his head. I mean, that's what he enjoys. That's his thing. He's already kind of recruited an upcoming eighth grader to kind of fit in for him as we move forward. And we don't even talk about statisticians anymore. It's everyone says, "I need a Matt Huser. I need a Matt Huser for my team."
That's pretty good.
He's a great kid. I mean, came out for cross country first time ever this year, was our number five runner. I mean, he's done an outstanding job here at Loveland. His career has been fantastic. We're just very fortunate that we're a part of that.
Well, it's always fun when you get a chance to run across those kind of athletes, and not that they're rare, because there's so many good ones that are out there, but it always is fun to kind of get to know some of these individually. The tennis is going to have a very busy week tomorrow, Turpin, Wednesday, Wyoming, and then the Coaches Classic coming up later this week as well, and then into next week, Lakota East as well. So a busy time before you get into the ECC tournament that'll start not too long from now. In fact, just a little over a week from now. So they're kind of definitely coming down the home stretch on the tennis side of things.
Yep, they are. So a lot of support. Get out and watch the Tigers swing the rackets.
There you go. Absolutely. So let's stay with the net sport. Let's go to the volleyball side of things, the boys volleyball. They continue to move along. They had a nice couple of matches last week. They were able to beat Lakota West as they beat them in four sets, and they went five sets with Monroe on Thursday. So that must have been a lot of fun in that match. And then they'll get at it. They've got a busy week as well coming up. They've got three matches today, tomorrow, Wednesday, and then a quad match over the weekend. So, again, down the home stretch for boys volleyball. But talk a little bit about what's going on with boys volleyball.
Yeah, with boys volleyball, Coach Terry Swanson does an outstanding job, because a lot of these athletes, which you'll get them their senior year, as you know, on their way out. Hey, we would like to play volleyball. So she does a great job at kind of assessing the talent and finding where to play some of these athletes into whatever she's been working on for these past 4 years. And you know, they're really finding their own. They're starting to mesh together. They're really starting to communicate well. And it was a little struggle at first, but now, you know, just like you had mentioned, they're getting better at that communication piece. They're finding themselves. Jace has kind of been the leader of that group, and they're all rallying around him. And they've got competition ahead of them, especially with that big quad on Saturday. So very proud of our boys volleyball team coming together now.
Yeah, Mason, Sycamore, Edgewood will be all part of that quad match on Saturday, and that'll be a busy time at the school. You got, you know, track on Friday, and when you have that many volleyball matches coming in, you got a lot of people cycling through, so a lot of people will be in the school itself and getting a chance to see the gym where we were at last week doing those interviews. So busy week for boys volleyball. All the best of luck to them. Let's go to baseball. They got lucky, did not have a game on Saturday. Softball not so lucky, so they didn't have to worry about the weather themselves. But looking ahead to what's coming up with baseball this week, and obviously you try to play a lot of games in a small window. You hope that Mother Nature is going to cooperate a little bit. And hopefully it's going to be that way this week as well. Tuesday against Wyoming, Wednesday against Milford, Friday against Milford. You'll be at Milford Wednesday and then hosting Milford on Friday. And then Saturday, Brian, we are very, very excited for baseball. They got a lot in between, but before we get to Saturday, they'll get a chance to play St. Xavier High School at Great American Ballpark. Hope the guys can kind of control themselves with all the games they've got before getting into Saturday's game.
Hey, what an opportunity. I know the boys are excited. We've been talking about it. We've got posters hanging up around the school. I mean, imagine being a high school kid and your name is being called over the intercom at Great American Ballpark. So, yeah, they're really excited. And you're right. They're taking care of business. You know, there's a lot to do between now and then. But, yeah, what an opportunity. So the school's excited. You know, we're excited for them, the coaches and the boys. So, what? we'll see how that plays out.
Absolutely. So we're so excited about it here at ESP Media. We're actually going to broadcast the game for you Saturday as well. So we'll have a link through LovelandTigers.org. You'll see it through Twitter. You'll see it on the website. That there'll be a link that you can go and listen to the game live if for some reason you're not down there and supporting the Tigers. But you can listen to it, or you can go back later and listen to it. But myself and Mike Jones, a longtime baseball coach, a former UC baseball coach, will be broadcasting the game Saturday. So not only will they get to have their name right over the PA and play on the beautiful grass field, Great American Ballpark, but we'll broadcast the game as well. So we're going to give it the major league feel for sure for all those guys. But first things first, Tuesday, Wyoming at Loveland, then at Milford Wednesday, and then home with Milford on Friday. So a lot of busy stuff still to go. Did have a game postponed Friday, though. The weather did get them last week. The LYBO Appreciation Day, and I know we talked a little bit about it, the youth baseball in Loveland and how important it is to the community. So hopefully we'll get a chance to reschedule that game coming up there against Harrison. But baseball, what a fun week it's going to be for these young men.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to go very far to get high-level baseball and get all the opportunities to play at a major league stadium, have it broadcasted out on time to be in high school athletics, isn't
it? Man, that is absolutely the case, for sure. So, also on the ball diamond, the softball diamond, that is, girls did get canceled on Saturday, their game against Goshen, and that every game, I think, in the city of Cincinnati got wiped out with all the rain we had on Saturday. But that's given way to beautiful weather here as we record this on Monday the 22nd. They will get Milford today on the home field, and then travel Northern Kentucky, play Highlands High School on Tuesday, Withrow on Wednesday, Mount Notre Dame on Thursday, and then again Withrow on Friday. So, holy cow, everything good there? Okay. Scared me there. I know you're a little remote right now, so scared me there just a second.
This phone, there's a lot of people that want to call, so that's what you're getting. but I'll tell you what, I do want to highlight the girls on Thursday against Mount Notre Dame. That is our senior night.
Okay.
And we've got a few seniors that we'd like to highlight that evening. So please, everyone, Tiger Nation, come out, support the girls, watch a great high school softball game, and be a part of a senior night for our softball team.
There you go. That's Mount Notre Dame's game on Thursday, 5 o'clock at the high school. So, yeah, get out and support all the young ladies for their senior game. And let's finish strongly with both girls and boys lacrosse. Let's start with the young ladies on the field, and another good week for girls lacrosse, including a nice victory against Mason last Thursday, and well, they're having themselves quite the season right now. 8-2-1. Did have that one tie in there with a team out of Columbus, but talk a little bit about girls lacrosse and how well they're performing.
They're outstanding right now. They did take a loss against an ECC team, Kings, which they felt they were a better team, but didn't play up to their abilities. And since that game, they've really kind of turned their game around. And they played both Mount Notre Dame and Mason this past week, which are big powerhouse girls lacrosse. And they handled their business, and they took care of it, and they moved the ball around, and they did all the things that they've been coached and what their talent abilities are, and they're getting better and better. And then we're heading off to, we're hosting Springboro, which, again, there's another team that is a well-coached, high athleticism. They're going to have their work cut out for them. So the girls are just trying to carve away at being the best each and every time. And these girls are excited. These girls want to win. These girls have went through some struggles, and now it's time to be on the other end of that. So you want to see some good high school lacrosse, come out and watch a girls lacrosse play this week against Springboro.
Lacrosse is such a fun sport to watch, boys and girls. That is definitely, and you're right, Thursday it'll be a 7 o'clock a face-off time with Springboro at Loveland. Before that, Tuesday, they'll be at Walnut Hills, so they'll have one little conference match in before they get a little non-conference action coming up on Tuesday against Walnut Hills, and then home again against Springboro on Thursday. And then let's finish with the boys lacrosse, and they're plugging away. Young men, sometimes a little adversity, and you grow from that. Sometimes you can kind of take some lessons. Maybe the wins and losses don't come as much. The wins don't come as much as you would like, but you still have a lot of learning lessons out of that.
Yeah, it's a young team. So there's a lot of development going on right now with some of these freshmen and sophomores that are part of this team. And we've got some good older players too. So it's just coming together, finding the right leadership, learning what everyone's roles and responsibilities are. And like you said, just keep plugging away. We've got two contests this week, one conference you mentioned, and if you can't make it down to Great American Ballpark on Saturday, of course, up at Tiger Stadium, we'll be there that evening to take on a non-conference GMC school. So there's plenty of good athletics to be a part of and to watch.
Absolutely. In fact, I think you should make it a doubleheader on Saturday. Go to Great American in the afternoon, then Lakota East is who you'll be hosting on Saturday night at 7 o'clock. So you got a chance to see both of those. So support all the Tiger athletes.
I'm all about it.
I figured you would be. Before that, though, a conference game against Walnut Hills on Wednesday. So you've got that coming up, and that'll be at Loveland as well. So get out and support the young men. Then a big match next week. We'll talk about this coming up next week against Archbishop Moeller High School. So that'll be a fun one to get after. But hopefully guys have a good week this week. You are on your way to Columbus with some of your other staff up there, and always fun to talk to OHSAA people, or at least maybe listen. I don't know if you talk, but you get to listen anyway. So
That is correct.
So, well, safe travels up to Columbus. But, Brian, as always, we appreciate your time. And, again, thanks for hosting us last week. More of those interviews coming up on the website here over the next couple of days. But it was great to meet some of the athletes last week. And as we continue to move forward, not only in the months to come, but the years to come, to meeting a lot more athletes and to spotlight a few of these here and there on the website. It'll be a lot of fun to get to know some of those athletes. So appreciate that. And,
yeah, I was gonna say thanks for coming in and filming the signing day for us, the spring signing day. That was outstanding. Again, this is all about showcasing kids, and I think we've done a good job with that. And we appreciate the interviews. And I think that just gives it, you know, access to more kids and what it's like to be a high school athlete for the Loveland Tigers. Yeah, thanks for having us. We appreciate that.
You're so welcome. I forgot. Yeah, that video is up as well. The signing day, the National Letter of Intent signing day that you had last Wednesday as well. So congratulations to those athletes and what they've accomplished. And we look forward to doing this as we continue in the future. So, Brian, thanks for having us out there. And we hope all the Tigers athletes have a great week. And we will catch up with you coming up next week. Sound good?
Great. That sounds great. Appreciate your time, Greg.
There you go. Safe travels, Brian Knatzer and company. Appreciate you listening again to our weekly athletic director podcast here on LovelandTigers.org.